Welcome back, Orb Ponderers, communers with the dark arts through Palantirs and Wizard World Peepers and Jeepers to another I Spy episode of Dead Man Roll No Crits. This is your GM Patrick here, just sending out magical messages to all of our listeners with the power of my mind. Joining me this week in fellowship to wipe a white wizard from the world are my four players, your friends, and mine, Jibbert, Rebecca, Seth, and Tyler. How are you guys doing?
I don't want to look at the art for these monsters anymore. Let's change maps.
What? These little guys? These little intestine buddies?
Yeah, one of the few times where I'm like, thank goodness that we don't play IRL. I can just change tabs so I don't have to look at this. If this was like a mini on a table in front of me, I would be I'd be more upset.
To Google if there's a mini for this guy. I'm playing with a bunch of teens, preteens at the library, some Pathfinder 2nd edition, and they just had to fight a giant cockroach, basically a silverfish, and a swarm of them at that, and they just hate their life. They're like, I don't like it, I want it to die.
You can't kill silverfish.
I want to absolutely destroy. Oh, with enough fire apparently you can in their mind. And I was like, oh, you found the nest of all their little eggs. Yeah. And stuff.
Even finding one in my bathroom is like the worst.
Like, do we have bombs? Do we have bombs? Can we bomb them? And I'm like, there's an alchemist in your party. It's like, we do that. We bomb them.
So can you kill a silverfish with fire? I'm Googling that.
These kids are going to run the U.S. military one day.
Yeah. I know. I stomp on silverfish. That's the most efficient way, right?
Yeah, one of them is, I mean, the large ones in this are like the size of dogs, so I hope you can kill it with fire.
You only think that you've killed it by stomping on it, Rebecca.
It's true. It's like, play dead until she leaves.
Guys, last week you fought some Klippiths. Klippiths, something we didn't get too much of a chance to talk about, but I imagine through their studies, Osric has perhaps some arcane knowledge about, I think you rolled esoteric lore, and your character knows these things. Well, they are older and stranger than even demons, just beings of pure chaos out of the abyss. How something like a floating mass of intestines, lamprey eel-like intestines, just formed out of nothingness? I don't want to know. I don't want to think about it. But that was what you fought. Well, as you guys are resting up and doing some medicine checks, we talked about off air. Is there anything you want to talk about in regards RE, these monsters?
I think Oz would relay what you just said to the group. Like, is this, maybe this tower came from some place deep below? Some forgotten place? I don't know.
Yes, that or whoever dwells inside is tampering with forces they do not understand.
If indeed these are the things.
Or both.
Well, it could be both. Porque no los dos.
Luke,
I don't understand that language. What was that? I know, like giant languages, and that wasn't one of them.
That was Cyclops.
Cyclopean.
Yeah.
All I can think of is how funny it would be to leave one of these in Ichito Greg's hammock.
Oh, he'll think it's hysterical like in a month. It'll be great. Let's do that.
Okay.
Wait, do we
you
have,
convinced like a... me. Twist my arm, why don't you?
All right, stick it in my pack.
Yeah, these specifically were Niogoths that you guys fought.
We'll turn them into like some rad metal bagpipes.
Oh, gross.
You want to put your mouth on that thing?
I mean, I'm going to wash it first.
All right.
No, Rebecca.
That was because that was
the mouthpiece.
You've heard of the 5 second rule. Well, they have a 5 millennia rule. if they've been alive for more than 5 millennia, they're good to suck on.
To be turned into bagpipes.
Wait, gross. Patrick, what's your understanding of the 5 second rule?
You know, it's cool to suck on something if it's just been on the ground for 5 seconds. Just go to town.
If it's been on the ground for at least 5 seconds, put it in your mouth.
If you drop something, wait 5 seconds, then you can eat it.
Well, we're dealing with different rules because these are Klippiths. Obviously, they're beasts of pure chaos.
Beasts of chaos.
Beasts of pure chaos.
It's down there in the abyss.
Yes, that's how the rules work. Right, so after you guys' characters are rested up, like I said, in the shadow of this tower the entire time, do you want to continue on?
No. Nope.
Move up to said tower?
I mean, I suppose.
I'm done.
Right, I mean, we don't have a boat otherwise, right?
So. I mean, you don't have much else that you've come across here in the jungle outside of these creatures. There's like literally no signs of other inhabitation or like really even animals on the island.
Think about like, what if we just like as a group of players decided, you know, let's just go to Alo for some reason. Yeah. Like, just
open the tower. We'll make Patrick roleplay all the NPCs coming in to buy like fruit or whatever.
Good times.
Sharga would be happy to lead the charge toward the tower.
Yeah, you're not too far away. Maybe another 15 minutes hiking through the jungle here.
I am going to have my great axe out the whole time.
Just in case another intestine monster comes
at me.
Nothing less. Indeed, as you get up to the Black Tower, there's a kind of like a base of rocks around the edge here. All around the base is completely overgrown with jungle vines creeping up the side of this massive 400-foot tall tower. But indeed, yeah, it's a very, if you get up and explore the base of the tower, it's a very rough, grainy, dark stone. Has a feel of kind of like a pumice stone, something fairly rough to the touch. Mm. But does anybody have any kind of engineering lore they'd like to roll? Or I think we did this last week, but an arcana check.
Geology lore.
Oh, I have arcana.
I have arcana also, but you know what? I was going to say,
Sharga rolls it.
Esoteric lore, I think you can roll for anything with like a -4 penalty, technically.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my arcana is 19, so.
Well, Sharga, you know, you get up and start exploring this thing, and indeed, there's no lines where mortar was applied here. This is all continuous stone. You know, in a circle is a wide, maybe 30 foot across circular tower, and Sharga, you're pretty sure magics indeed had to have been employed in the creation of this tower. There's no way this was done through an engineer's touch.
Hmm. How big around is the base?
The base, you know, is like solid rock around the tower here, and probably is about twice as big as the tower itself. So like, you know, maybe 20 feet on each side of the tower. But yeah, it seems to just grow right into the base if you cut away some of the vines here. But yeah, you don't, it seems to be completely solid stone. You don't see anything in the way of doors or windows.
Well, it's a good thing I didn't cast my stone shape before.
Does the base seem to be like part of the ground, like in the ground, or like on top of the ground? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's part of the island. It doesn't seem like it's the same stone at all.
By the way, correction. I apparently misread something at some point. Esoteric lore cannot be used as a replacement for other lores.
Well, how the mighty have fallen, Osric.
Let's see. I think if we're trying to get inside of this thing, which I presume that we are, we could either try flying up. Let's see. Who, Osric, do you have the ability to fly?
Nope. No magic capability.
I can fly, but only while I'm raging, and I can't rage if I'm not threatened, so that's not an option for me.
Oh. So if I turn into a dragon and then like whack you with my tail and then run away, can you chase me?
Fuck me, I dare you. Get me.
I guess I'll try this magic item first and we'll see if it gets us anywhere. Oh, how many times can I do this though?
Oz is good at climbing.
Yeah, I can.
Can I knock on the stone, like put my ear up to the pumice and then knock on it and see if there's like a.
Yeah, it sounds like rock. You got that? You got that going for you.
Yeah, but like, can I get any other sense?
Like, what kind of rock, though?
Is it hollow?
Well, but you can get an idea of like, does it seem thin? Does it seem.
Are we talking thick-walled? Like Alice in Chains? Are we talking
Matchbox
20?
You feel and sense with other senses that it is completely solid, that it is a solid rock.
Solid as a rock.
And you can start tapping around the edge. You don't feel anywhere that might change.
Seems to me our only choice is to climb upwards or fly if you can do things like that.
Osric, do you want to ride on a sweet giant bird?
I'd prefer a dragon, but a bird's fine.
All right, fine. I'll do a dragon. You can get to ride on a huge bird, but no, you're just a large dragon. Yeah, I'll pop.
What you turning into?
I'm veering into a dragon at the request of the kobold. And so,
because you also have to carry Owlbear and Scrimshaw Jack.
Yeah, the bird is probably a better option.
Scrimshaw's like, oh no, we saw you fight those guts things, Cap'n. I'm gonna protect Owlbear down here. I will. We'll keep him safe in case any more.
I think you're gonna do whatever the captain tells you to do.
Yeah, I'm definitely. Oh, what's that? It sounds like they're calling me back to the ship, Cap'n. I don't know what to tell you. As much as I want to ride on Drag Doso, and I do, I don't know what to tell you, Cap'n.
Captain's word is law, unless the GM doesn't want to take the NPC somewhere.
It looks like we've...
That's fine. They can stay here.
I have a tape cassette, and I play On the Wings of Love as I fly up to the top of the tower.
Patrick, how many people can Dragon Doso carry?
What's your strength in dragon form?
Well, you know, it's not like first edition where your strength changes. I can tell you about what kind of bonuses I get to strength type things, I guess.
Yeah, like athletics, you get bonuses.
I mean, no, it just replaces your modifier. So, let's see, at this level, it is athletics modifier is 23.
Yeah, so with that, I think at the very least, with your size differential, you'd be able to carry up one folk at a time.
Okay.
I imagine you have this for minutes, so.
I have it for 1 minute at a time.
Oh, well then.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, like, probably one person plus Oz. Oz is a very small individual.
Okay. Cassius will take Oz. You take Sharga.
On the wings of love.
Okay.
Is Sharga going to ride the dragon, though? That's the question.
Nah, it's not a black dragon, so it should be fine.
That's true, as long as it's not a black dragon.
I'm a brown dragon.
Oh, if you're black, I'm going to get real, real particular one way about it. Right, so ascending the tower, indeed, you get a good look at it all the way up, vines creeping up to like 200 feet. It would have been a fairly easy climb, but indeed a dizzying fall. Right.
I forgot I've got that horse that just flies a million miles an hour, right?
There's also what looks like a number of vines creeping down from the top. The top is overgrown, and I will reveal here on the map, the upper left-hand corner of the Black Tower. Indeed, it's overgrown top. You see that guy's town here, foop, of the Black Tower. And I will describe what you see at this is called the crown. There's indeed years of neglect and perhaps exposure to a quarter century or so of storms since the tower has kind of gone dormant, have collapsed the roof of the tower kind of in on itself. And what you're standing in here is kind of a bowl shaped, rubble filled concavity of the crown. So it sags down maybe like 15, 20 feet. So it's pretty steep along its sides here. Most of the stonework and rubble lies buried beneath thick blankets of moss, vines, and other hanging plants that kind of cling to a foot or, you know, two, depending on how deep you are, of soil composed mostly of sodden, decomposing remains of decades of jungle growth. That is what you see up here.
How does vegetation like that get up here, though?
Well, you know, if you're a bird,
Kendoso drops a deuce on the
on the top. You eat some seeds, you drop them off,
and then I turn back into a human.
that's the druid secret. It's like, I don't
You can take a dump wherever you want to, as long as you're not a person.
I'm just
going to
turn into a dog and take a dump. Nobody's going to complain about it.
You're arguing with the town guard. That's technically not against the law. Like,
dogs can do it wherever.
I don't see you arresting the mayor's shih tzu for taking a...
These are the important questions. If you transform into a deer, because, you know, deer poop is like those little pellets.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you poop little pellets, and then you transform back. Does the poop stay as little pellets, or do you think it just becomes...
It turns into a big man's dookie.
Oh, you mean like once it's left your body?
Are you suggesting the poop transforms with the druid? Yeah. Like, as though it's still a part
of
them?
Yeah, so when the druid...
Like all bodily functions.
Yeah.
Gross.
Like all fluids. Yeah, exactly.
Like after it's left your body.
Because what if you transformed into an elephant first and then just ate, like... 100 pounds of hay, you know, like a crazy amount of grass, and then you transform back. That would have to get compacted down.
Yeah, but that's inside you still. That's still a part of your person.
You're saying once it's out.
After you poop.
Once you've evacuated your bowels, does it transform?
No.
Well, again, you've stumbled upon it. It cannot transform because otherwise you got a way to create, like, a massive elephant poop bomb. Once again, transform 100 pounds of poo into a mouse, poop into an envelope, send it to the IRS.
An elephant, yeah.
Send it to the IRS.
Well, and not only that, but like if it's not just the poop you just left, it could be poop that you left in the town you just like that you left hours ago or days ago. And you transform into an elephant, and their
I turn into a Tyrannosaurus Rex, and this Rex, and like the entire city's like sewage system shuts down.
All of the bottom feeders.
That's actually what the druid anathema to like living in a civilization is about.
It's the plumbing.
They stop you from pooping wherever you want.
You're not allowed to live anywhere with in-unit plumbing. that's more like a landlord's thing.
Pathfinder 2 is fun, you guys.
Yeah. That's what you see up here on the crown. What would you guys like to do?
Well,
I guess let's do some searching underneath the moss and soil, see if there's like a hatch.
Start digging around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a look around.
Why did you say it like that? What else are we going to do?
I don't know. I'm just trying to make this as hard as possible. Yeah, I don't know. You're kicking up roots.
You're
going to
search for an entrance?
Digging up. Well, I mean, it's not guaranteed that there's something up here.
You're going to go in the tower?
I don't think I ever said there's definitely a door up here, but you definitely find one, Cassius, after just a few minutes of searching, clearing away the roots and of course, in that cool, like, revealing a hidden door, like, brushing away the dirt, just it looks like a few minutes of work is needed to reveal an old stone trap door that looks like it's, if not in some disrepair, has kind of like rusted shut. Who wants to try their hand at greasing the wheels and pulling this thing open?
Me.
Everyone steps aside.
Athletics check.
42.
Okay, well, way more than you needed, but
rip it off the hinges.
It just goes flinging up into the sky.
I throw it like a frisbee.
Critical success.
Down at the bottom of the tower, like 5 minutes later, Scrimshaw Jack just gets nailed by it.
Oh, insta death.
So what I'm telling you, Albert Armstrong, is I'm going to be captain of the ship. I am before too long. So you might as well swam. I'm dead
now. It would be like that scene from, I can't remember which Leprechaun movie. I think it was the remake where the guy gets bifurcated by a solar panel.
Oh my gosh.
It's brutal. It's really cool.
Oh, please tell me that the Leprechaun goes, go green after that happens.
I don't think he does.
I'm sure he makes a green
I should have written
joke.
For that movie.
You should have. Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, you find, as you open up the door here, stairs. A stairwell leading down into the tower.
Telling me this is what stone shape is stairs? For. I'm going to turn it into a slide.
Yes!
as you slide
We can go down the slide like that cop did.
The walls of the stairway, as you whiz by, you see are carved with disturbing imagery of coils of tentacles, seemingly just without end, twisting downward into the darkness, kind of, you know, becoming more and more entwined with one another. The deeper and darker that you go, every once in a while they're shown crushing people, pulling limbs apart, destroying ships. And then in a few cases, you see them just toppling buildings and pulling islands into the sea. Amidst these drawings, as you go, there is a repeated eerie symbol that seems to kind of follow you. An octopus eye surrounded by sinister runes. If you'd like to make a religion or occultism check, I can tell you if you know what this be representing.
Guys, I think we found the Tok-Pi Center.
Tok-Pi?
It's the reverse Epcot.
Oh, no.
The anti-Epcot.
I was about to say, well, it's got a slide now, so it's at least as fun as Epcot. maybe more fun.
Are you going to roll our knowledge checks for us, or?
You guys can roll these.
Oh, okay.
Media
occultism.
Does anybody else want to roll as well? I tell you. Maybe
did you say religion was acceptable? Or?
Yeah,
religion or occultism.
In other words, I didn't roll it well enough.
Ooh. No, you guys did pretty well here. I think only Ostrich, unfortunately, knows that indeed this is a symbol of Dagon, the demon lord of sea monsters, the sea, and deformity. Dagon.
Are we at Point Nemo?
What's Point Nemo? Is that the...
It's where Dagon takes place in... Lovecraft story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dagon, you guys just recalled, was the name of the gullet where your other characters were. Dagon's gullet was
I thought that sounded familiar. Okay.
So the players recognize it, not necessarily.
Well, you knew the other characters were heading down that way.
Hmm.
Maybe. Oh, no. Maybe. Actually, they didn't know that until they found Gorbadok.
Oh, jeez.
Bungadok.
Rummer butt.
Yeah. Anyway. Right. So at the bottom of the stairs, you see patches of blue mold spotting the walls of this next room. I'll take you over here. Boop.
So wait, how far down does the slide go? Like, it didn't go the whole length of the tower, did it?
Can I just say, I don't think it's wise to make it into a slide because we're going to have to climb back up these stairs, I assume.
He can stone shape it back into stairs.
Okay.
He can stone shape it back into an escalator.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I think that's how stone shape works.
It sounds like it.
Blue mold spots the walls of this room, obscuring these faded murals that depict indeed an enormous amalgam of eel, fish, and cephalopod rising off the shore of an island. Opposite the entrance here, you see a pair of patina crusted iron posts suspend a massive gold plated disc. So iron posts between them, gold plated disc, etched with elaborate runes. Within the center of this disc stares a grayish and bulbous fleshy eye with a horizontally shaped pupil. Beside each post, there's a serpentine basin that rests upon a short wooden pedestal painted with flaking gold leaf. And within a small alcove opposite this massive disc stands a wooden statue also painted with badly flaking gold leaf. The statue depicts the same horrid creature as shown in the mural and holds its hands in front of it, its chest, to clench what looks like a fist-sized chunk of serpentine carved in the shape of a human heart. There's a reinforced door standing to the southwest, and it hinges and metal hardware are forged in the shape of fish fins and spiked gills. Iron spikes have been hammered into the perimeter of the door, presumably to hold it shut, and you see crudely scrawled graffiti mars the door's face. Whew, that's one of the largest descriptions I've yet seen.
Yeah, especially for like a 20-foot room.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's all up here, buddy. It's all up here. It's like my word picture is complete, and it looks like a puzzle that is entirely white.
I'm getting real Cave of Wonders vibes. Like, we shouldn't touch anything.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of, I would like to apply the use of curse lore if I could to try and figure out what's going on here.
Curse. Let me show you. I do have art for what this looks like. Oop. This thing here.
So now what the description of esoteric lore says is that it can be used to recall knowledge for, unfortunately, cursed lore is a bit of a double up, because it says it can be used for haunts, curses, and creatures of any type.
No creature here, and you're not getting the sense of this place being haunted. So once again, a religion check.
What about cursed? Is it cursed? is there a curse here?
Not that you can tell, but occultism or sweet religion. Another one.
Okay. Yeah, that Seth yeah, is another, starting to get superstitious now.
Another 33. It's pretty good.
Yeah, two occultisms at 33.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to feel like there's some significance here.
Indeed. This is all pretty traditional, perhaps, motifs of worshippers of Dagon. The eye disc is the demon's unholy symbol, and these paintings and statuary here represent various cultural depictions of the demon god.
Hmm.
If you take a look at the basins on either side here of the statue, they seem to be lightly crusted over with sea salt crystals.
I was going to ask if Oz would know what would be on offer here, or what would typically be offered for an altar like this.
Well, looking around, you don't see anything in that would be there, but underneath the statue, you see what looks like a lump kind of in the salt and detritus underneath here. Underneath one of the basins, it is, yeah, that a fist-sized chunk of serpentine. This is a huge
Which
chunk
is a material?
Of, Yeah, serpentine maybe, but yeah. It's a chunk of stone that is about the same size as the statue's heart. Same kind of material here.
So we just want to put that in there then, right?
I'm guessing. Well,
there's already something in the heart, so I mean there's something there already, but this is kind of the same shape and size as what is the statue is kind of holding to itself.
Well, I'm going to pick that up anyway.
Okay. Add one fist-sized chunk of serpentine to your inventory.
Okay, whose fist?
Great question. Moving on. You see the graffiti here. It's written in common, and looks like it's just kind of etched into the door with charcoal. And it simply reads, "She lives." And there is a handprint, perhaps like a signature, with wide splayed fingers. And this one, if you want to figure out what this means, is going to be a religion check.
Boy, try you miss Bartleby sometimes.
Did Cassius want to try and rumor monger? Is that something you can do?
Oh, sure. If no,
I mean, I can roll religion. It's just not great for me.
Yeah, I can try.
Wait.
Nope.
Hold on. Hold on a moment.
Now it is great for you.
Hold on a moment.
30
listeners, I just rolled a 33 on religion. There is something going on right now.
You broke roll 20. Huzzah.
Well, you can confirm perhaps what Captain Cassius knows. Maybe Cassius, you've just heard rumors of the Captain Iger before as a Norgorberite, one who had basically her own sect of holy assassins on her ships, known as followers of the Blackfinger. And indeed their deity is often, you know, represented with just this etching of a hand with blackened fingers. Mm-hmm. And yeah, is very possible that Captain Iger or perhaps one of her crew left this message here.
Oh, so that probably means that the witch in question is alive. Or it could mean that Iger is alive in there, trapped somehow.
Oz is just kind of like looking over various etchings and stuff along the walls, and he's going, threes on threes, 33
don't get too excited, but 33 is like a, you know, like success on most DCs at this level, so if you keep rolling those, you might be in the clear.
So if I keep rolling them, I think I'm haunted.
Okay, well, The door is locked.
Yeah, do you want to go over and try it out?
Sure. It's not trapped, right?
Well, I don't know. What's your perception bonus?
23.
Not trapped whatsoever.
I'm going to try to open it.
Tyler. No. Let's see.
Is the number 3 prominent in anyone else's mind right now?
No. It doesn't seem to be trapped. It's just locked. Completely locked. You don't see much of a way of a keyhole or anything like that.
That's fine. We'll make our own. Cassius is going to pull out, it looks like a gargoyle, just the head of a gargoyle with a big old ring in it. And he's going to affix it to the door, and out from it, it makes its own door. So we kind of have doorception here, and then he'll...
Doorception?
Yeah, because I made a door out of a door, and then he'll open the door.
Okay. Well,
are we just like cats now? I was like, is this a cat door? Like,
we kind of are cats, yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
This is the butthole cut.
As you activate this magical item, let's get the full description here. This massive gold-plated disc with the giant grayish and bulbous fleshy eye opens up, kind of looks around for a second in your guys' general direction. What does it do? Yeah, you hear like a gurgling noise. And, it says a random creature. Isn't that fun?
I love it when perhaps the consequences of my actions are not my own.
Oh, nope, I've rolled Charga.
Yay!
What is your armor class?
33.
What?
Yes, I've rolled a 13. You are struck with what feels like a blast of water, but as you go to like look at it on your person, it's like completely evaporated, dried up here.
What was the bonus to that attack, Patrick?
You know, 20s. 20. 20 something.
Not just 20?
20-ish.
Okay.
28 something or other. I've changed this trap up a little bit since its first edition form.
You said there were no traps.
On the door? No.
On the door.
No, nothing on the door.
This man's rude.
Go ahead and make me a fortitude save, Charga.
It's a 40. Oh,
killed it.
Yeah. Good. That is very good for you.
Your fort bonus is nuts.
You made a 42'd save.
You're taking 21 points of mental damage as you guys watch in horror as Charga begins twitching a little bit, and perhaps her skin gets slimy and her eyes kind of turn to slits for a moment, and then webs begin to grow between her fingers, and then she kind of shakes this off a little bit and literally shakes some of these features off as it seems to go away as quickly as it overtook her.
We gotta watch out for the Innsmouth look.
This eye does still seem to be active and kind of looking at you almost inquisitively. This single eye and this giant metallic disc.
Now does curse lore help?
No.
Well, it's not. It's not a creature. You said creature, curse, or what else?
Haunt.
It is neither of those things.
Cassius would say, "Well, that was weird, but we have a door now. So, eye thing or not, let's leave the room of creepy transformations."
Is everyone okay with that?
Yeah, Charga, are you just gonna like duck into the room now?
Charga really wants a shower, so I think yes. But Charga will take up the rear because she certainly doesn't want any of you to be hit by whatever just hit her.
Okay.
So kind.
So you'll duck inside.
Does anybody have like a tea towel we can just put over the eye? Just be like, no.
I have a bed roll.
Oh, sweet. Okay, yeah, let's just nail that over the eye. Problem solved.
I think as they're transitioning to the room, Oz is gonna ask Kendoso, do you feel 3 right now?
Feeling real 3-ish in here.
I just feel 3.
You feel me? You feel 3? You 3 me? Right as you rush inside, boy, Sharga, you're staying at the back of the party. Who's second to last going through, I guess? Candoso or Ozzy?
Oz is second to last, probably.
All right. Following the captain.
Okay. Well, the guy's going to shoot one of the other two of you.
We're not in the room?
I mean, as soon as someone else tries to go through, it's going to activate again. You foolish fools. The eye is not happy. The eye is really disappointed in you, honestly.
So what triggered the eye?
Probably trying to enter the room.
Yeah, as soon as
Cassius. But it's not interacting with the door. Because we didn't interact with the door.
Cassius did. Yeah. Cassius kind of magically.
I made a door out of the door.
Yeah, like there's like whatever kind of trap mechanism is involved.
Sorry, Sharga, this is you again.
Dang it.
All right, that's what I'm here for.
Tanking magic shots. This is just a hit. 10 on the dice. Make me another fortitude save. If you want to, you know, 44. Not roll critical hits, that'd be awesome. All right, that one's a critical success, so no damage as this thing blasts you in the back as you're walking through yet again. But yeah, you fight it off. Indeed, it felt like you're swimming. Your head was swimming for a little bit, but you can brush off those feelings of growing tentacles or whatever this thing was trying to do to you and step into the next chamber.
It's 44. Called
brute forcing these traps. The next chamber is a guiding row of black iron candle holders protrudes from the curving southwestern wall here. Their candles long since melted into foul scented yellowish tallow lumps.
Oh, it's a Yankee candle store.
If it burnt down, maybe. Behind the candles, flaking plaster laid in the shape of fish scales exposes the rough stone wall beneath. And within a shallow alcove at the end of this hallway stands a serpentine statue carved in the shape of a naked male human being, devoured by tiny flesh boring eels that seem to wind their way through every part of his body, just puncturing through, save for an area over the center of his chest.
Ah, Cassius reaches back to whoever picked up the rock.
That was Ozzy.
Who picked up the stone?
what level, like height does Cassius reach back at?
Oh, it's definitely over his shoulder. So, like, the limit of human mobility means it's about my shoulder level.
So, you just hear a
Cassius looks back and goes, "Oh, sorry, mate." And then does like a does a rotator down, and now it's hip level.
There we go. Okay. Hand off.
Handing off this stone here. What would you like to do with it, Cassius?
Let me check. I want to see if I have, checking my inventory for a particular magical item that I don't. Horn of Fog. Okay. So we have a row of candles and then the statue. And it looks like the candles used to be lit at some point.
Yeah.
They're now pretty decayed. How many candles altogether? Do we have a quick count? Is that even relevant?
Yes, there's 333.
Fantastic.
Is Ozzy counting them all?
Nope.
All right, good.
Nope. You're not fooling me.
Oh boy. Cassius will. How high is the ceiling here?
Great question. 20 feet? Let me double check.
Okay. I'm gonna do a very impressive little flight maneuver here. I'm gonna fly upside down so that I'm not touching the ground here. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna put the stone into the chest cavity.
You trying to get style points? You just worried about the ground?
I just don't want to touch it. I just don't want to touch the ground in front of this thing. I'm not going to lie.
Long step back.
Yeah. There is indeed, as you look closer, examining the statue, a section in the center of the statue's chest that is devoid of eels and looks like it can accept indeed a small item.
Is the naked stone man made of the same pumice-like rock as the rest of the building?
I don't have...
Made out of serpentine, it sounded like.
Yeah, I don't have...
Gotcha. Okay.
And the heart rock. The fist-sized heart rock is also made out of serpentine.
It's a much harder looking material or solid looking material than the statue or the tower itself. I imagine it to be something more akin to marble.
Serpentine is a real thing, by the way. I'm going to send y'all a picture of it.
Oh,
it's green.
It's green.
Is it pronounced serpentine or serpentine? Because serpentine is how I avoid gunfire.
Can I make another perception check for the area around the statue just to make sure I'm not missing anything here?
Sorry, like both pronunciations are accepted.
Just serpentine, serpentine.
You want?
Oh yeah, look at that. That's cool.
You want to make a search?
This is a very cool rock.
Yeah, I just want to search the statue and around its immediate area just to make sure I'm not misinterpreting what I think I'm supposed to do here.
All right, I don't know how to tell you this, Tyler, but you're looking at this cavity, and it looks more like it would fit the heart of the statue in the previous room, and
gosh,
not this
darn it,
this rock that's in your hand.
Oh, crap. Okay, Cassius says, wait here. And I'm going to try to sneak by this eye and grab that serpentine heart and replace it with the stone heart like I should have done in the first place.
The eye in the other room is like reading a magazine. Maybe you'll get it unawares. No, as you leave the room, it is looking at you. It is staring in your direction, but it does not attack you head over to that statue.
I do the swap.
Okay, make me a thievery check.
Cassius loves these.
I imagine you're pretty good at them.
39.
Oh, yeah. 18. You Indiana Jones, the heck out of that. Just swoop, swoop, real quick. Put the rock in. The carved serpentine that you take out of the statue is indeed, now that you have it in your hands, you can tell shaped and carved to depict a kind of a monstrous heart, but a heart all the same.
Makes sense. So the eye's just staring at me, huh?
After you switch these out, it closes. The eye closes.
Cassius comes back in the room and says, "Well, I got the heart, but I had to take another one of those eye shots. But that's okay. I think I'll shake it off.
I didn't hear it go off.
Ah, it was on silence."
doesn't the eye usually say pew pew when he does it?
Yeah, it ran out. It hit Shargo too many times and it ran
Oz
out.
Oz presses X to doubt.
You weren't there. and Cassius will go put the serpentine heart in the statue.
Okay. Place it in there. Indeed, it kind of like locks itself into place magically and twists around, maybe turns upside down, and as it does so, the statue kind of slides to the side and reveals a hidden access to what looks like another stairwell leading down.
Let's get sliding.
How many stone shapes do you have, Candoza? we need more. Don't think about leaving the tower by hilariously trying to run up this slide. Don't you dare.
Careful, Captain. I'll take the lead again in case there's another eye or something.
Wee!
Someone wants to just be first down the slide. I understand, Lass. I understand.
I cast grease on Sharga's pants.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Extra slippy slide.
Now it's like that scene from Lampoon, like Christmas Vacation.
Alzric, as you pass by this statue, maybe putting a hand on it to steady yourself before you fall down these slidey stairs.
Are you trying to tell me where like Oz's hand goes on this naked statue?
You touch the statue for sure. Or no, you just get a sense. Indeed, this is an extremely cursed object. This statue here. Do you want to try your curse lore against it? Figure out what it would do or...
No.
What it's all about? All right, you seem very gung-ho about the curse
lore. I'm trying to know things about curses, and I was just like, no, there's no curses.
Oh, well,
no,
here
no,
you go. No. That's not a 33.
It's not a 33.
You want? It's a natural 2. I think you could... Do you want to roll again? It's up to you. I'm not going to tell you to play. It's cursed, though. It's cursed as the day is long.
Probably not a lot left in this episode, right, guys? What do you think?
Yeah, go for it.
Right, definitely why not? No more.
Well, I just wanted to know what
like, hurts is.
I think this is literally the like maybe the second time that he's been able to utilize this like main skill that he has.
Oh, one better than a 33, 34.
I don't like it.
You get the sense just by looking at this thing that this is like a torture that is enacted on those who do not follow Dagon, those who do not know the arcane ritual for opening these doors. Because if you were an
individual like alive at one point, like is this a no. statue?
No, but as you feel it, you know, kind of get around it, you can just feel the like skin irritation of indeed something kind of gnawing at your scales as you're pretty sure this is perhaps similar to the lidless eye that you saw in the previous chamber, some kind of magical ensnarement that would capture someone's mind if they were to incorrectly try and bypass this door or get by it.
Put the wrong object in the wrong hole.
That doesn't set it off. I made sure to look at that. If it's forced aside or any attempt to bypass it with like magical effects, that would
like stone shape.
Yeah, the statue suddenly shrieks in horrific pain, seemingly coming to life. How delightful! I didn't get to describe that. Right,
you just did.
Well, I mean, in greater detail. Heading down to the next chamber, the next level. This is you've rocked down a whole tier. A huge chamber with once lavish tapestries, perhaps hanging from its circular walls, are now sodden and kind of thick with what looks like a yellowish fungus. The floor in the northwestern portion near you has seemingly crumbled away into the chamber below, leaving behind what looks like a gaping hole and significant cracks and fissures in the remaining mold-encrusted floor here. There are a few furnishings that remain in this room, remnants of chairs decorated with gold leaf, a wooden table that still stands, ornately carved with ichthyic motifs, I'm guessing that's fish-like motifs, draped with a rotten silken cloth. There's a tall clay statue sculpted in the image of a bloated fish-like humanoid standing kind of in the middle of the room, right? No, to the southern side of the room. And a few feet ahead on either side on the other side of the floor is another flight of stairs descending deeper into this lower chamber that's exposed by the collapsed floor.
Can we hold up? I don't want to march over this floor if it's just going to collapse out from underneath us.
Are there sources of light in here? Are these things lit? Are these like ever burning torches or something?
You know, sometimes they describe those like earlier on in the description. Bah, 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 bah.
I was just, well, I'll go ahead and cast light if
not. Yeah, that's fine. Let's see. I have descriptions of the floors or varying heights. Doesn't say there's light in the chamber, but I imagine there's some magical. And people always, if you're buying a dungeon, you got to spring for those eternal lights. Mm-hmm. Classic. Classy and classic. But yeah, that's what you see here. What would you guys like to do?
Can I try to identify this fishy man? Is that like a Sahugin or?
Let's see here. Fishy man. Do, 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 do.
Come on, be nature.
I think from that side of the room, you don't get much. It is also caked in mold and in dust and yellow mold here that have kind of grown over it. You do see something glimmering in it, but it does look, even from afar, that it's maybe made of fired clay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, from distance, you don't really get much of its features.
Cassius can fly into the room a little ways, and then can I make a check to see if the floor is going to be stable?
Yeah, do you have any, is that a rumor mongering thing, engineering lore?
I don't think so.
Rumors are, it's a pretty safe floor to walk on.
Yeah.
Jump on the floor and see if it
holds up. You're 23 for perception?
Yeah.
23. So it looks like the entire north half of this room is completely unstable. If you take a little fly over, maybe the area by the statue is okay to land on, but getting anywhere around the stairs is looks like there's a chance of collapse.
Cassius will like maybe call over to her and to Candoso and say, "You want me to try and clean off the statue? I have no idea what this is, but I do see something shiny, so I wouldn't be all that put out if I had to take a closer look."
Yeah, Candoso will indeed join you over here.
You walking over?
Yeah.
Oh no. The floor gives out underneath. Sweet, sweet Candoso. Crunch, crunch, crunch. As indeed you fall to another level. Pew, down below.
I found the next floor, guys.
As you do, indeed, about half the floor up here kind of gives way around you. That is 20 points of damage, because there's some falling debris as well. And I need everyone to make a... Is this fortitude check? Mm-hmm. Sweet, sweet yellow mold. It is a fortitude check.
Spores.
Yellow mold spores. It's a pretty easy one.
Fortitude.
Yellow mold that's spores.
Time for a reroll.
Oh.
Yeah, baby.
Multiple rerolls here. Oh, no, Tyler. What did you... did you roll a 4 and a 5?
Yeah, I rolled a 4 and then a 5.
What'd you get here, Aussie? It looks like you rolled not well as well.
25.
Okay. You're taking a little bit of poison damage. Sweet, sweet poison damage. 8 points, not a little bit, maximum poison damage, and gain the drained 1 condition. Let's do it. Well, I want to. Yeah. Yeah. And as.
Oh, wow. You lose hit points for that?
Drained, yes. Sharga and, of course, Candoso have critically succeeded, so no problem here. But yeah, as the floor collapses, these spores kind of burst out from the ground and the walls, kind of effusing the area here. And as you're riding yourself in the rubble down below here, Candoso, I'll show you where you're at in the floor below. Oop. You see something stirring behind you in the shadows. Mm-hmm. It might look like a giant pile of viscera of sweet, sweet tentacle masses squirming in your direction. And, we're going to keep that as a tale for another time. We fought these guys last week. Oh, we don't need to.
Oz jumps down with right a sword out. Oh, he's got catfall. He'll be okay. Away.
I'm good.
Yeah. The floor on this floor gives away, and now both Candoso and Oz fall to the next level.
Candoso, Oz, and the two Clipoths, and there are even bigger Clipoths down there.
They're meaner. These guys
and they look eat, like yeah, team they up eat, with these. They, with these yeah, they eat. No, they eat the smaller Clipoths.
Yeah. I'm reading the description, and it's like they don't need to eat. Like they can't starve to death, but they don't like it when they don't eat. So these ones probably haven't had a good meal in a few decades. So they're sizing up a Candoso sized morsel. But yeah, we'll get to that fight next week and continue on to explore the Black Tower. Thank you guys for playing with me.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
Listeners, Patreon pirates, freebie captains, thank you for listening. And we will catch you next time here on Dead Men Roll No Crits.
Yar.
Sails away. Until next time.
Seven pieces of 9.
3 pieces of 3.